Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.
Hello again and welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. True Wealth can be heard on the American Christian Network, at least in the Spokane area, on 106.5 on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Sundays, the same full hour show can be heard on the AM dial KTRW 630 from 3 to 4 p.m. And then each Thursday and Friday weekday at 2 p.m., a half hour of each show will be airing again on 106.5 FM in Spokane. I have some people inquire about what stations they're playing on in different areas in Eastern Washington. That can be accessed on the American Christian Network website, which is www.acn.cc. Coins Plus can be reached through our website at coinsplus.com, or our direct phone number is 509-444-0044. We also have a toll-free line, 877-TAP-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And all of the previously recorded radio shows are available on our website at coinsplus.com. On the homepage down on the bottom right, you'll see True Wealth Radio, and you can pull up, listen to, or download radio shows going back for many years. They're broken down by year and then month. It's a pretty easy system to get at. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us or come on in or email us through our website. We're always available to help you out, answer questions, whatever you'd like. We're high volume, low margin dealers in all forms of precious metals, rare coins, collections, scrap gold jewelry, diamonds, even quality jewelry, quality watches, Rolexes, Patek Philippe's, Bulgari, you know, any kind of higher end watch, we buy all that. We're into the heirloom quality jewelry as well, Tiffany jewelry, stuff like that. Few people have it, but the majority of people have some kind of scrap gold jewelry or diamonds laying around. There's a lot of things sitting around in drawers and safe deposit boxes that really don't do you any good. It makes a lot of sense, especially now, to trade that stuff in and get yourself something that you can not only watch grow, but you can track easily. And there's a lot of coins, you know, a lot of precious metals based assets that are very easy to track. So it makes a lot more sense to have your money invested and growing in something substantial and biblically endorsed and authorized, and even culturally endorsed and authorized, than just some old, you know, broken down relic in the bottom of a drawer. The collectors, the modern day coin collector in our society, has made the transition from the old patient, peace-filled collector, putting coins in a book and digging out a change, to an investor collector. They like coins, they appreciate them in varying degrees, but they really are looking at them from an investment perspective. And as I've said in the past, you know, real collectors ultimately do better in the long run because they're looking for that nice original problem-free coin that represents what America stood for, what made us great. We had these iconic coins of gold, silver, copper, and the whole world respected us. In fact, the minting of coins is what ultimately led to the American Revolution, because that's the true statement of national independence, is when you make your own coinage. That's when Great Britain went crazy and ultimately led to the American Revolution, which ultimately was won because of the Second Amendment, which came in later. But the fact of the right to keep and bear arms is exactly why that Second Amendment was put in there. So I guess you can say the American Revolution was started by gold and finished with guns. And I think it's really important to understand that the greatest tyrannical governments in world history have risen to power in the 20th century because they were inspired by the deceptive illusion of Marxist-style communism. The tyrannical leaders of these genocidal empires always start with disarming the people of their firearms. Listen to this fact because it'll blow your mind. Tyrannical communistic governments in the 20th century have killed more people in the 20th century than all of the wars throughout history combined. And they've done this by disarming their people. These tyrants must assure that their subjects or citizens do not have the physical means to resist. The American Revolution would not have occurred had the colonies not been well armed. A free nation is a function of an armed population. You cannot be free and unarmed. There's no question that we continuously see attacks on our freedom. Why people hate freedom, I don't know. Power, because power is one of the great forms of greed, I guess. They say power, sex, and money. Well, power gets you the other two. Whenever people rise to great power, whether they're good or evil, they have an extremely high odds of becoming evil. But even if they don't, they end up gaining wealth. It's part of the program. I mean, you look at George Bush. He got on the honorary board member for Pfizer and Merck, walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars in stock options. Bill Clinton did the same. They say governors end up a four-year term as governor is a guarantee of $30 million in future income. They say congressmen and senators, I don't remember the exact number, but it guarantees them insane amounts of income. I don't recall the numbers, but it's like $20, $30 million in future lifetime income just from serving as a congressman and senator. They get these high-paying CEO jobs, these big-shot speaking positions, all kinds of stuff like this. So our founding fathers were well aware of the fact that a free nation requires an armed population. Our founding fathers broke away from Great Britain for the simple fact that they had been disarmed and the government was telling them, you know, what they could do, what they could say, what they could think, the taxes that got out of hand, etc. And it was all under the threat of physical intimidation. The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Government criminals are the worst criminals of all. There are more deaths by governments, again, than all the wars combined. They execute this democide and genocide, where they destroy people in general, certain demographics of people. I mean, think of this. These are leaders of nations that systematically destroy their own people. How sick is that? And you know, why is it that the most hideous abuse of this has come at the hands of communistic philosophy? How good is that? And then we keep coming back to it more and more. We want it again and again and again, generation after generation. It's this great utopian idealistic philosophy that is not just failed, but it's completely contrary to God, the Bible, and human nature. And that's the bottom line. Communism and socialism is exactly completely opposed to everything biblical. Anyone who tells you otherwise is either deceived or a liar.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is locally owned and operated and offers the Spokane area one of the nation's premier precious metals facilities. Coins Plus guarantees that you will not find more competitive pricing anywhere. Don't be fooled into mailing your valuable gold and jewelry into some unscrupulous TV infomercial. Coins Plus will always pay you the most for your gold. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Either God rules and goodness is done through charity, or the government becomes God and the government forces their definition of charity. We know how governments waste money. We know how reckless and wanton they are. And we know, even if we look at our current administration, Obama has spread so much wealth. He spread so much more wealth to left-wing liberals than any other president combined, just like everything else. Everything he's done is to the most radical extreme, and people keep voting and they say, well, he's a good guy, he's trying. I'm sorry, folks, he's not a good guy. Another thing, in his book, The Dreams from My Father, he describes heavy drug use for many, many years. Many years using every form of drug available. Now, this kid was being brainwashed by his biological father, Frank Marshall Davis, his pseudo father was an extreme radical communist, his mother was, his grandparents were, and he had these mentors that were incredibly radically communist and black liberation theologists. Now, the other thing, these radical extremists always seem to cycle around a drug culture. And people who say they use LSD and it opens their mind, I think it does. It opens their mind to the dark spiritual realm, and for some reason it makes it look enlightening. And I truly believe at some point in time, he opened himself up to some kind of spirit that has taken him over and led his life and put those people around him that have mentored him to this direction, because he sincerely believes, he's convicted in what he does. Don't be fooled. He believes and knows darn well what he does. People who say he's ignorant and is a puppet, they're wrong. He is the leader. Anyone who's been around him in the White House says absolutely he's in control. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to destroy this country. Why? This country stands for Judeo-Christian biblical ethics, start to finish. He is a Muslim. He's been claimed to be a Muslim. He's stated he was a Muslim on four separate occasions accidentally. And as I say, when's the last time you were trying to discuss your Christian faith and you accidentally said my Muslim faith? He is a Muslim. Muslims hate this country. Muslims hate freedom. Muslims hate Christians. And Muslims hate Jews. And all of his friends and acquaintances hate Jews, and he hates Jews, and he's done everything against the Jews, and he appears to despise Christians. He's done nothing to defend Christians being persecuted around the globe. And as the devil deceives, so does he with his tongue. And we cannot look at what a person says. We must look at what a person does. And if we look at our leader and all the promises he's made, and all have been broken, if we just look at his actions, his presidency is tragic, and they say that history will show this and that. I don't believe it. The same people that mold history write history, and that they're going to write what they wish happened. And I think down the road, the liberals get the great benefit of the doubt. FDR was a radical communist. He got a great piece of history written on him. And I will admit there's a few things he did that far supersede Obama. I mean, at least Roosevelt, FDR, got us, you know, numerous state national parks, and he got us a lot of the railroads. And, you know, granted, we benefited from him, bridges and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, he was a socialist, but look at, those are some of the iconic monuments of America. So trade-off there. What's Obama going to leave us? Obamacare, bankruptcy, hatred, division, religious intolerance, a devastated military, greater separation in the parties, I mean, racial animosity. Let's just say that these byproducts are not representative of the fruit of the spirit of a Christian believer. The anti-constitutionalist mainstream media ignores the fact that our founding fathers and history says a free nation is a function of an armed populace. If the Second Amendment states and requires that we are a free state, why does the media never ask why we're fast approaching a police state? Everything we see in the Declaration of Independence written by our founding fathers is in direct opposition to a police state. They feared it and they hated it, and they were willing to fight and die against it. They've shed so much blood for the freedom of this nation, and we have soldiers now shedding blood for freedom in a number of ways. Some of them incorrectly, but their intention is proper and right. And yet we're over here trying to tear that apart as fast as we can at the hands of our school systems and mass media. Why or how did we create a Department of Homeland Security when we already have Homeland Security specified for each state in the Second Amendment, okay? And we have all the branches of military and the National Guard. Homeland Security is really America's version of the Russian KGB or the Nazi SS. Stalin and Hitler funded their own surveillance police states with taxpayer funds. We have Homeland Security to protect us from the outside, but nothing now we have to protect us from the inside. The Patriot Act opened the door to a surveillance state, beginning with TSA agents at airports, which, by the way, folks, airlines are private aircraft. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment for illegal search and seizure. We have warrantless searches now provided for by the Patriot Act. They don't need any warrant if you're suspected of terrorism. It's given them the power to tap wired and wireless phones. We know about the NSA now. They're downloading everything, and I mean everything. We've got drones in the sky. We've got assaults on the internet free speech. We've seen our government shut down websites they don't like. The Patriot Act is accelerating this 1984 Big Brother police state faster than I would have ever dreamed in my life.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is the premier precious metals dealer in the entire Northwest. Since 9/11, the U.S. dollar has lost over 50% of its spending power, while gold and silver have increased in value by over 300%. Numerous experts predict gold and silver to increase by 300 to 500% over the next 3 to 5 years. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
When people come in and they say, I don't want to give you my name, I don't want them to know I was here. Look, if you've got a telephone or you've got a car or you've got anything, they know you're there. If you've got credit cards now with microchips, they know you're there. They've got license plate reading cameras at every major intersection. They know you're there. The point of owning the metals is once you leave, it's your own private, anonymous, transportable, and immediately liquid form of currency cash. It's biblically and God-ordained, authorized, and endorsed form of cash. It starts in the second chapter of Genesis as the pinnacle form of wealth, lasts throughout the Bible. Countless times, the only form of currency spoken of is gold and silver. It's made it all the way. The only exception, folks, is in the last 40 years in this nation since we went off the gold standard in 1971. It's not over. People tend to think that technology and modernism, we've superseded all this, we've overcome, we're smarter. Folks, 40 years we've had this broken currency system, and it's collapsing fast. Other than that, the history of the world has proven precious metals last. Hard assets last as true wealth. You look at the patriarchs, you know, they owned livestock and real estate and precious metals, and of course they controlled people because people make money and people generate wealth. Hard assets last. The system hasn't been beat or broken because someone thought of a way to print monopoly money like it was going out of style, and somehow that makes the stock market sound and wise. I promise you, hands down, a tidal wave, a financial tsunami awaits. I can't say when. I can't say if it's in 2 months or 2 years. I can't tell you that. But I can assure you that everything scientific, everything biblical, everything logical, everything mathematical, everything in the common sense God gave you tells us if we have toilet paper cannons blowing fiat currency out at a rate that's just unfathomable to the human mind, endlessly, how long can that last? How long will that money sustain? Because that's what it is. It's nothing more than toilet paper being blown out of the largest currency cannon in the face of the earth. The reason the U.S. still benefits is because we're the first users of the money. It inflates as it spreads around the globe. That's one of the phenomenons of fiat currency. But the other phenomenon is when it finally collapses, we, the first user, the generator of this stuff, we get hit with the hardest tidal wave. When we crash hard. That's what happened in the Weimar Republic. And I'm telling you, folks, there is no other way to slice it. I'm not kidding you. Think about it. We are just hitting numbers. We've got zeros running. You can go to usdebtclock.org and you can literally watch millions and millions of dollars per second ticking away at the wealth of Americans. This continues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Since Obama entered the political arena, our national deficit has gone up to 400% of what it was. Our unfunded liabilities have done the same. Our unfunded liabilities are now over $150 trillion. The total deficit, or outstanding amount of U.S. dollars, is now increasing over $4 trillion a year, and they act like we're doing okay. The Patriot Act, 9/11, all this stuff happened, and I'm telling you what, Mystery Babylon, read Revelation 17 and a half through 18. If you need help deciphering it, go to my old few shows I've done on Mystery Babylon and listen through it. Verse by verse by verse, you think of the trade towers, the financial district of New York, you think of the impact, the fact that it's a city, the greatest city on earth, peddling this filth globally. You look at what we've done. That is Mystery Babylon. It's the end of Revelation. But it does not say it has anything to do with the end of time. Why he wrote it that way, I will never know. But then the chronological aspects go back through the Bible, maybe to keep us on our toes. I don't know. But I know that the fall of the World Trade Centers, which basically represented exactly what the Tower of Babel stood for, did not and would not go unnoticed by God. For those of you who understand the Harbinger by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, realize that his teachings directly correlate to the Mystery Babylon prophecy. When you understand the spiritual significance of Ground Zero, it is so overwhelming, there's no doubt. The government used 9/11 to create the Patriot Act and to tell us what all these communist countries say: you are not capable of making decisions for yourself. As Ben Franklin said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. The Homeland Security and the TSA is expanding. The war on terror is a war on our civil liberties. The media deceives us. They lie to us. All three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and the Washington Press Corps, Associated Press, etc., none of them reported the passage of the NDAA, which was this legislation imposing indefinite detention of U.S. citizens against the Constitution. No more right to a speedy trial, no more right to an attorney, no more rights, period. The free media believes the state should be all-powerful and people should serve the state. The mentality of a free republic believes the state serves the people. The left-wing radical media supports the disarmament of the people so its citizens cannot physically challenge or resist the supreme government. Homeland Security bought 450 million rounds of hollow point bullets made not just to kill people but to splatter them so they can't be repaired. These are illegal under the Hague Commission of 1899. They're illegal to use in war. But our own country protectors bought them to use against what? Homeland Security has one purpose and one purpose only. That's to control the citizens of the U.S. So now they have hollow points so they can blow big holes in us. Folks, something's coming. They bought over 1 billion rounds total. I think part of it is to tie up ammo so no one can get the security that they need in this country. Obama has systematically began to dismember the military. He's let 9 generals go based on the fact that they would not shoot upon U.S. citizens who refused to give up their weapons. This is the statements these generals are making. He has fired more generals for non-war acts than all the presidents before him combined. He's also torn apart the combat divisions of our military. The U.S. has the largest prison population in the world. Our prisons are privatized. They lobby for laws to guarantee that prisons have 99% occupancy. it's for profit. Once in prison, convicts are no longer allowed to bear arms because of the Gun Control Act of 1968. Once they call you a criminal, they remove your freedom under the Bill of Rights. They can arrest and accuse you for anything, and we're coming to a point where there are so many laws that literally anyone can be accused of breaking a law at any point in time, and the law is clear that ignorance is no defense. The Constitution was written to escape government tyranny of every type. They were told what to think and how to live in England. Our Constitution recognized mankind's uniqueness. The U.S. is unique in history because it broke from the largest empire in history, then became the greatest democratic republic in history. Never before on earth has that happened. That was at the hands and the blessings of God and God alone. In Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, it states the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Everything else is secondary. Anything that removes these rights outside of a constitutional amendment is wrong and must not be obeyed. Yet we have illegal search and seizures put in play by Reagan. We have all the violations put in play by Bush under the Patriot Act. We have the 1968 Gun Control Act. Anybody ever convicted of a felony can never own a firearm the rest of their life. That means if a kid at 18 years of old is convicted of stealing $500 worth of stuff, or whatever dollar amount is a felony in each state, he can never own a firearm the rest of his life. And the Gun Control Act states that that right can never be reinstated. The Second Amendment is the right to keep and bear arms. It's the highest land in the law. No law or regulation should take priority over the Second Amendment. This is the lie of democracy I've talked about. Even if it's popular, it does not matter. People give up their rights when they're afraid. That's what the point of this terrorism fear is all about. In history, not only did we have the right to bear arms, it was our duty. The gun control lobby will never acknowledge this. The anti-gun lobby schemes never end. Those of you who've watched Piers Morgan on CNN, he attacks people vehemently and he calls them every name under the sun if they believe in the right to bear arms. The press to disarm the masses will never end. Cities like Chicago and New York and other cities who've banned guns have crime rates that are 10 times the average in America. Less restriction of arms equates to lower crime rates. There's an old saying that says, to kill a dog, you must first call it mad. And the media uses all kinds of names for guns and the Second Amendment proponents to vilify the arms that are constitutionally protected. This, of course, takes directly from the playbook of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You mock and ridicule your opponent. You never discuss the issues. They use terms like assault rifle, Saturday night special, which makes it sound easily acceptable. Cop killer bullets implies they kill cops. They do this to ban ammunition. How about gun-free zones? Don't those sound safe? Airports, schools, theaters. They're pushing to expand gun-free zones to cover the whole nation and globe eventually. They imply crime doesn't happen in a gun-free zone. They're the most dangerous zones of all. Think where all these shootings have happened. Judges keep abridging these rights. We're truly following in the footsteps of Nazi Germany. The right to keep and bear arms is a necessity for a free state. A free nation is a function of an armed populace. The Second Amendment is the most important piece of the Bill of Rights, for without it, everything else will crumble. Thanks again for tuning in. Contact Coins Plus in Spokane at 444-0044 to secure your wealth in the freest and most secure form of money available. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.